Hello, welcome to the Monday, January 26, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Adobe gave us a nice gift on Saturday, and that's a patch for the Flash Saturday vulnerability, also known as CVE-2015-311. This version of Adobe Flash is 16.0.0.296 and does fix the vulnerability according to an update to the advisory that Adobe published later. At this point, you can only get it as an update. So if you go to your Flash configuration and check for updates, it should offer you this new version. I personally haven't seen it yet as a standalone update, and Adobe stated that it will follow in the next couple days. We had a reader report that he has seen it as a standalone update, but I haven't been able to confirm it at this point. So be on the lookout and download this update as it becomes available. It will fix the Flash Saturday problem. We'll probably reduce our Infocon level early on Monday, again back down to green. We raise it to yellow over this Flash vulnerability on Friday. And if you use PHP, there is an important update out for you fixing yet again the unserialize function. Unserialize is, well, as the name implies, the opposite of serialize, that allows you to take complex objects and easily store them in strings and then, of course, convert them back to objects. The problem here was a memory corruption that could lead to code execution. It's usually not a huge problem because typically those objects are just stored in a database or in a file locally, but if you are reading serialized data from an untrusted source, then of course things get complex very quickly, and there isn't really any sort of good validation you could do before you actually do the unserialized part. And then we have a new little twist to the leak of the Lizard Squad database. Remember, the now mostly defunct, I believe, Lizard Squad offered a denial of service service that allowed you to launch denial of service attacks. Now, about a week ago, the database of customers was leaked online. The interesting twist here is that this was not leaked based on an exploit, but instead what happened that the Lizard Squad's kind of true to their own form, used this database of usernames and passwords to try to hack their customers. So if you used the same username and password with Lizard Squad as for another account, then chances are that they're going to try now this username and password combination against other account of yours. Apparently the intent was to only circulate that list internally, but then again, there's no honor among thieves, so this list ended up leaking. And then a reminder that sometimes we also have to patch our security software, in this case Symantec Critical System Protection. The server component that is being used to manage this product suffers from SQL injection vulnerabilities, cross-site scripting vulnerabilities, and information leakage. Luckily, these vulnerabilities were reported to Symantec responsibly, and Symantec has released patches now. There are a total of 5 vulnerabilities that are being patched here, 3 of which are rated with a CVSS 2 score of 10, which is the maximum severity. So certainly get on patching, because if a security product like this is compromised, it could easily be leveraged by an attacker to gain even more access to your network. And we got yet another class of devices that is connected to the internet and, well, probably shouldn't be connected to the internet, or at least not without a password. In a recent scan, about 5,300 gas station tanks were found to be connected to the internet, or better, the sensors that measure the fuel levels in these tanks were found out to be connected. Now, it's not just the fuel level that you could read, that would probably be not that terribly interested thing, but it's also possible, for example, to set alarm levels or set fake alarms or even shut down the fuel tank or the gas station in this case using the open sensors. The sensors typically listen on port 10001, and then there is a standard request that can be sent to this port in order to retrieve the tank level, which was used to identify these gas stations. In addition to just get the level, the response also includes the station name, address, how many tanks they have, and what kind of fuel is stored in these tanks. Well, this is it for today, so thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.